though a lot of things have happened this year.
但是我们感谢你都在你恩典的保守当中。
But Lord, we thank you that this is still all within your grace.
我们感谢你在过去一年当中，主你保守我们的平安，保守我们一直在你面前。
Lord, thank you for walking with us, this year that's gone by.
主，我们也求你，主你继续的保守，继续的带领我们。
And Lord, we pray that you would continue to protect us and guide us.
好，让我们真的知道主你爱我们。
That we'd really know that you love us.
你为我们，你舍弃你的生命。
So much that you gave your life.
你把我们从罪恶死亡的里面拯救了出来。
And Lord, you saved us from sin and from death.
今天你也继续一路在引领我们。
And Lord, we pray that you would put these things in our heart today.
主，我们求你继续在今天也向我们每个人说话。
And you'd continue to speak to each and every one of us today.
让我们每个人对你都有一个感恩的心。
That Lord, we'd all have a thankful heart toward you.
好，我们把下面的时间恭敬地交在你手中。
We place the time in your hands.
求你带领我们。
We pray that Lord, you would guide us.
垂听我们的祷告。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主，真的很快哈，我觉得真的这一年一下子就到了年尾了。
Praise the Lord, I feel like this year has gone by so quickly.
而且呢今年真的是非常非常特别的一年。
And I think that this year is a very special and interesting year.
我记得前两个主日眼灵弟兄他在Auburn 在那里传福音的时候他说。
I remember a while ago at Auburn, one brother said,
他说这个2020刚刚开始的时候。
He said at the beginning of 2020.
很多人说2020是什么呢是爱你爱你。
In Chinese, some people would say 2020 is very similar to love you, love you.
因为今年刚开始的时候呢很多人都有很多的打算有很多自己的这些安排。
Because at the beginning of this year, everyone had their own hopes and aspirations.
我们一读到这个2020哎我们也觉得这是一个很好的一个兆头。
And looking at 2020, everyone thought that it was going to be the beginning of a wonderful year.
哪里知道一个小小的病毒呢一下子把整个世界呢搅得天翻地覆。
But who would have known that a pandemic would throw the world into such chaos?
我们知道现在最近呢这个悉尼的疫情好像又有一些的反复。
You know that recently the pandemic situation in Sydney seems to be sort of, getting not so awesome again.
我们看到呢很多人的计划呢好像都被打乱。
And it seems that lots of people's plans have sort of been mixed up. And
有很多人的生活呢也受到了影响。
And a lot of people's lives have been affected.
甚至我们看到很多人因着这个病毒呢他们甚至失去了自己的生命。
So much that some people have even lost their lives to this virus.
我想再也没有人会说2020爱你爱你。
I don't think anyone's going to say 2020 loves you, loves you.
那我不知道我们弟兄姊妹的生活受到多大程度的这种干扰。
Now I don't know how much brothers and sisters here have been affected personally by the virus.
那以前呢，每到年底的时候呢，我都喜欢讲一些感恩的这些主题。
Now, in the past, every time we come to the end of the year, I usually speak about thankfulness.
因为通常我们家有个习惯，就是每到年底的时候呢，我们就要坐下来。
In our household, we have this tradition where we sit down together at the end of the year.
我们一起呢在那里回顾主在过往一年给我们的恩典，给我们的带领。
And we reflect on how the Lord has blessed us and guided us throughout the year.
然后呢，我们一起呢为此来感恩。
And we be thankful for these things together.
我不知道你的家里面有没有这个习惯。
Now I don't know if you guys also have this tradition in your households.
也许你会说，今年有什么好感恩的呢
？Perhaps you'll say, what is there to be thankful for this year?
可能唯一感恩的就是我们还没有得新冠。
Maybe the only thing would be that we ourselves haven't personally gotten the coronavirus yet.
也有的人他是在那里苦中作乐哈。
Some people try to look for a silver lining.
他说，我也有一点感恩的地方。
They might say I have something to be grateful for.
因为他说我这个衣服呢越穿越紧，就说明我这个伙食现在还不错。
Which is that my clothes seem to be getting tighter because I've been eating really well recently.
有的人说，他说我每天还在加班，说明我还有工作。
Other people might say I've been working overtime all the time, which means I still have a job.
有的人可能说我现在还可以向别人抱怨，说明我还没有进医院。
Well, some people will say, hey, the fact that I'm complaining about things means that I'm not in hospital yet.
但是我们是不是要这样好像咬牙切齿的在这里来感恩呢
But do we really need to do it, like be thankful so reluctantly?
啊，不错，我想今年确实对于很多人来说是很难过的一年。
It's true. I think 2020 has been very painful for a lot of people.
啊，但是是不是我们就真的没有什么东西可以向我们的主来感恩呢？
But is it really the case that there's nothing for us to be thankful for?
啊，我想借着今天借着旧约的一个人物，我们来看一看我们应该如何来感恩。
Today, through someone in the Old Testament, I want to talk about how we can be thankful.
如果你对圣经不是很熟的话，可能你对这个人呢，可能也是觉得说好像没听过。
If you're not familiar with the scripture, you probably haven't heard of this person.
因为他在圣经里面确实也是一个好像是一个默默无闻的人。
Because he's not mentioned very much in the Bible.
但是神呢，却把他放在圣经的里面。
But the Lord still put him in the Bible.
一面呢让我们看见他是如何能够向神来感恩的。
So that we can see how he was thankful.
另外一方面呢，我想主把他放在圣经里，也让我们看见其实他就是我们每一个人的写照。
And also that he would be like an example to the rest of us.
那这个人是谁呢？
So who is this person?
他就是米非波设。
Well, his name is...Mephibosheth.
我不知道你有没有听到过这个名字。
No, I'm not sure if you've heard of this name before.
我们可以一起打开圣经，我们看一下。
So let us open our Bible.
手上有圣经的话，我们翻开《撒母耳记下》第四章。
And let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 4.
撒母耳记下第四章第四节。
2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4.
我读给大家听一下。
I'll read it out for everyone.
扫罗的儿子约拿单有一个儿子名叫米非波设，是瘸腿的。扫罗和约拿单死亡的消息从耶斯列传到的时候，他才五岁。他乳母抱着他逃跑，因为跑得太急，孩子掉在地上，腿就瘸了。从这里我们知道他是约拿单的儿子。
From here we know that he was the son of Jonathan.
而且呢，他是一个瘸子。
And that he was someone who was disabled.
我们再一起来读撒母耳记下第九章。
Now let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 9.
我想这章比较长一点，我想能不能请我读一节，请大家一起来读一节，因为现在可以大家开声来读了。
This one's a bit longer, so I'm hoping that I can read a verse and everyone else can read a verse as well.
第九章第一节，大卫问说：扫罗家还有剩下的人没有？我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。王说：扫罗家还有人没有？我要照神的慈爱恩待他。洗巴对王说：还有约拿单的一个儿子是瘸腿的。于是大卫王打发人去，从罗底巴亚米利的儿子玛基家里招了他来。大卫说：你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。王召了扫罗的仆人洗巴来，对他说：我已将属扫罗和他的一切家产都赐给你主人的儿子了。洗巴对王说：凡我主我王吩咐仆人的，仆人都必遵行。王又说：米非波设必与我同席吃饭，如王的儿子一样。于是米非波设住在耶路撒冷，常与王同席吃饭，他两腿都是瘸的。 我们再往后翻到十六章。
Now let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 16.
十六章的第一节到第四节。
And let's read verses 1 to
4.
4.
我们也请我读一节，请大家读一节。
And let's read me one verse and you one verse again.
大卫刚过山顶，见米非波设的仆人洗巴拉着备好的两匹驴，驴上驮着两百面饼、一百葡萄饼、一百个夏天的果饼、一皮带酒来迎接他。王问说，你主人的儿子在哪里呢？洗巴回答王说，他仍在耶路撒冷，因他说，以色列人今日必将我父的国归还我。我稍微把这一章的背景讲一下哈，因为呢，这边呢是讲到大卫呢，他被他儿子亚沙龙追杀，因为那时候亚沙龙叛变。
Let me just briefly explain the background of this chapter. It was when David was being pursued by his son Absalom, who had revolted and was trying to kill him.
所以当时大卫呢，他逃离耶路撒冷的时候，这个洗巴就过来。来把一些的东西来带给他。
So when David had fled from Jerusalem, Ziba came and bought these things for him.
我们最后再读撒母耳记下十九章。
Now lastly, let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 19.
十九章的二十四节，我们读到三十节。
And let us read verses 24 to 30.
我读一节，请大家读一节。扫罗的孙子米非波设也下去迎接王，他自从王去的日子直到王平平安安的回来，没有修脚，没有剃胡须，也没有洗衣服。他回答说，我主我王仆人是瘸腿的，那日我想要背驴骑着骑上与王同去，无奈我的仆人欺哄了我。因为我主全家的人在我主我王面前都算为死人，王却使仆人在王的席上与同人吃饭，我现在向王还能辩理诉冤吗？米非波设对王说，我主我王既平平安安的回宫，就任凭洗巴都娶了也可以。这里是大卫平定了亚沙龙之乱以后，他回到耶路撒冷。
This is after David had returned to Jerusalem after he had settled Absalom's revolt.
我们再来读新约的两处的圣经，是哥罗西书的第一章十二节到十四节。
Now let us turn to somewhere in the New Testament, Colossians 1:12-14.
哥罗西书第一章十二节到十四节，我读给大家听。
I'll just read it out for everyone.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。我们最后一处也是哥罗西书第三章的十七节。
And let us turn to Colossians 3:17.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。我妈妈，请大家一起读一下这一节的经文。
Let us read this verse together.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。所以刚才我们读到关于这个米非波设的关于他的记载。
Now we've just read what was recorded of Mephibosheth.
那我们对米非波设这个人呢，如果你之前不熟悉的话，我想现在你多少有一些的了解。
So if you weren't familiar with him before, now you probably know a bit more about him.
那我们知道米非波设呢，他是扫罗的孙子，是约拿单的儿子。
Now we know that Mephibosheth was the grandson of Saul and the son of Jonathan.
当扫罗和约拿丹他们战败被杀的时候呢，米非波设的乳母呢，想要带着他逃跑，结果呢，因为跑得太急呢，孩子摔到地上呢，腿就瘸了。
Now when news of the defeat of Saul and Jonathan came, the nursemaid of Mephibosheth heard this and in a rush when she was fleeing with Mephibosheth, she dropped him and he became disabled and unable to walk.
那当扫罗死了之后呢，大卫呢就起来做王。
Now after the death of Saul, David became king.
大卫呢一开始呢他只是做犹大支派的王做了七年的时间。
Now in the beginning, he was only the king of Judah, and he was the king of Judah for 7 years.
那我们知道说后来扫罗的儿子另外一个儿子伊斯波设他被杀以后呢整个以色列的支派呢都归服了大卫。
And now we know that when the other son of Saul, Ishbosheth, was killed,the whole of Israel came under David.
那大卫呢他就做全以色列的王。
And David was the king of all of Israel.
你去读撒母耳记下的时候他讲到说大卫呢他就开始南征北讨平定整个以色列和周围的列国。
And you'd read in 2 Samuel that after this, David began to war with the surrounding tribes and nations to bring peace to Israel.
当大卫平定周围的列国之后，他就想起他和约拿丹所立的约。
And when David had brought peace to Israel, he remembered the promise he had made to Jonathan.
我们知道大卫和约拿丹呢，他们是好像是情同手足的非常好的朋友。
Now we know that David and Jonathan were the best of friends.
甚至呢，约拿丹他帮助大卫逃避他父亲扫罗的追杀。
So much so that Jonathan often helped David to escape from his father's pursuit.
因为约拿丹呢，他知道大卫呢才是神所高的。
Because Jonathan knew that David was God's anointed.
那当大卫和约拿丹分手的时候呢，约拿丹呢就请大卫一定要恩待他的子孙。
Now, when Jonathan and David parted, Jonathan asked David to really look after his descendants.
那当大卫他坐稳宝座的时候呢，他就想起约拿丹的子孙来。
Now, when David had solidified his place as king, he remembered this promise.
当他知道约拿丹还有一个儿子的时候
，And when he found out that Jonathan had a son,
他就赶紧呢叫人呢把那个米非波设叫过来。
He quickly asked for this son to be brought before him.
当这个米非波设他来到大卫面前的时候
，And when Mephibosheth was brought before David,
我想呢他一定是战战兢兢的。
I'm sure that he was probably scared out of his wits.
因为他根本他就不知道他的父亲和大卫的关系。
Because he was completely unaware of his father's relationship with David.
他只知道呢，扫罗呢是大卫的仇敌。
He would only have known that his grandfather Saul was an enemy of David.
而且他的这个祖父呢，一直在那里追杀，在那里逼迫大卫。
And he probably heard that his grandfather often persecuted and tried to kill David.
他可能在想，如果我这次去见大卫呢，一定是凶多吉少。
And he was probably thinking, I'm probably not going to survive this meeting with David.
说不定呢，大卫呢想把扫罗家的人呢要斩草除根。
He may have been thinking that maybe King David wanted to wipe out all that was left from the house of Saul.
所以当米非波设来到大卫面前的时候
，So when Mephibosheth came before David,
大卫看见他就很高兴。
David was so glad and happy when he saw him.
所以他在那边大喊一声说米非波设。
And he cried out very loud, Mephibosheth.
因为你看到后面一个在那个经文的里面呢，后面他米非波设后面有个感叹号。
Because you'd see in the punctuation in that passage that there is an exclamation mark after Mephibosheth.
说明呢，大卫见到米非波设的时候呢，他很高兴，他很激动，他就大叫一声米非波设。
This shows that when David first saw Mephibosheth, he was filled with excitement and joy.
米非波设肯定被吓了一大跳。
Well, Mephibosheth was probably so scared.
他想这下子完了。
He's probably thinking this is the end.
说不定大卫呢可能要把他给杀了。
David is probably going to kill me.
大卫呢看见他知道看见他这个样子呢知道他很害怕。
Now when David saw him, he realized that Mephibosheth was very scared.
所以呢，大卫就跟他说，他说你不要害怕。
And David said, "Do not be afraid."
我要因为你父亲约拿单的缘故呢，我要恩待你。
Because of Jonathan's sake, I will show kindness unto you.
而且我要把你祖父扫罗一切的田产呢，全部都归还给你。
And I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather.
而且呢，你也可以常常的与我同席吃饭。
And you shall eat at my table continually.
如果你是米菲波设的话，
Now, if you are Mephibosheth,
你会有什么样的反应呢？
How would you have responded?
哎呀，哪里有这种好事？
Surely something so good would not happen to me.
对吗？本来以为是肯定这次来呢是必死无疑的。
Like surely this time like would be the end for me.
哪里知道大卫呢不仅不杀他。
But who would have known that David not only did not have him killed,
害怕扫罗家一切的田产呢全部都归还给他。
But even restored to him all of the land that was of Saul, his grandfather.
不仅如此。
And not only this,
而且呢还把扫罗原来的仆人呢洗巴呢也赏给他。
And he also gave him Saul's servant, Ziba.
让洗巴一家的人呢都在那里服侍他为他来种地。
And that Ziba and his whole household would serve Mephibosheth.
还不仅如此。
And not only this,
大卫呢还把他当成儿子一样来看待。
But David treated him as a son.
经常呢和他一起呢同席吃饭。
And ate with him together very often.
这是什么呢？
Now what is this?
这是惊人的恩典。
This is amazing grace.
米非波设原来是一个穷困潦倒的一个瘸子。
Now Mephibosheth was before a poor, lowly, disabled person.
他没有任何的指望。
He had no hope.
因为他自己都在那里说。
And he said himself.
他说仆人算什么？不过像一条死狗，竟然蒙王这样的眷顾。
He said, "What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?"
其实我们在神的面前。
Now before God.
其实我们每个人都是米非波设。
Each one of us is Mephibosheth.
我们原来呢都是与神为敌的。
Before we were all enemies of God.
我们原来都是在这个世界里沉沦，没有指望，没有神的。
And before we were all in this world and without hope and without God.
但是有一天，神却因着他儿子的缘故恩待了我们。
But one day, because of His Son, the Lord was showed kindness unto us.
因着主耶稣基督的救恩。
Because of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到父神的施恩宝座面前。
We can come before the Lord without fear.
当我们来到天父面前的时候，
When we come before the Father,
他就把一切的丰富都赏给我们。
And he will give us all abundance.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体地居住在基督的里面。
Because all the fullness of God is in Christ.
米非波设他原来他不仅是一无所有。
Now Mephibosheth before, not only did he have nothing,
他也是一无所能的。
He was also someone who could do nothing.
他行善无力。
He could not do anything.
因为他两个脚呢都是瘸的。
Because he was lame in both feet.
但是当他来到大卫面前的时候，
When he came before David,
他就得到了一切的丰盛。
He received all abundance.
我们今天来到神的面前也是一样。
Now it's the same for us when we come before the Lord today.
神是照着我们的本相，他接纳了我们。
The Lord receives us as we are.
神没有因为我们软弱无能，没有因为我们浑身肮脏污秽，他就丢弃我们。
The Lord did not forsake us because we were powerless or because we were corrupted.
只要我们愿意来到他的面前，
As long as we are willing to come before him,
他就要把他恩典，把他的丰富来赏给我们。
He's going to give us His grace and the fullness of all that He has.
我想请大家想象一下。
Now I want everyone to imagine.
当米非波设坐在大卫的这个宴席上的时候。
When Mephibosheth was sitting at the table of David.
你会发现有一个很强烈的一个对比。
You find a very strong contrast.
什么样的对比呢？
Now what sort of contrast?
你看到说在这个桌上呢是满桌的这个丰盛。
You'd see on the table there is all.Abundance and fullness.
但是呢，在桌子底下呢，却是米非波设瘸着的双腿。
But under the table were his lame feet.
你看到说神没有让我们定睛在我们自己的软弱的上面。
You see that God doesn't let us focus on our own weakness.
他要我们看的是在席上放着的那满桌的这个丰盛。
What he wants us to see is.The abundance that is laid out on the table.
神要我们看的是坐在席上的我们的主。
What he wants us to see is the Lord who is at the table.
当你在那里定睛看着我们主的时候。
Now, when you focus your eyes on the Lord.
你就不会看见你自己的软弱。
Then you won't see your own weakness.
你就知道主要在那里荣上加荣的在那里改变我们。
That you know that from glory to glory, the Lord will come transform us.
那当米菲波设他得着大卫恩典的时候
Now when Mephibosheth received this grace of David,
他没有忘恩
He didn't forget about it.
我们刚才读到说当大卫因着亚撒龙的叛变呢要离开耶路撒冷的时候
Now we read before that when David was fleeing the city from his son Absalom's revolt.
米菲波设本来他是要和大卫一起走的
Mephibosheth actually intended on going with David.
但是他的仆人洗巴呢却欺哄了他。
But he was deceived by his servant Ziba.
洗巴可能对他说
Ziba may have said to him,
说你可能腿瘸了不是很方便。
May have said, it's too hard for you.
不如我去拿一点吃的拿一些东西送给大卫也算尽我们的一些心意。
Let me go express what you want to by taking some food and drink to David.
但是哪里知道当洗巴到了大卫那里的时候
But who would have known that when Ziba came before David
他就开始在那里诬陷大诬陷这个米菲波设
He began accusing Mephibosheth and slandering his name
他不仅说米菲波设想要离弃大卫
Not only did he say that Mephibosheth wanted to abandon David
甚至呢还想篡权还想复国
He even suggested that Mephibosheth wanted to like steal back political power and revive Saul's kingdom
大卫呢在那个时候他也不知道到底发生了什么事情
Now at that time David wasn't really sure what was going on
他就相信了洗巴并且呢把米菲波设的财产呢全部呢都给了洗巴
And he believed Ziba and he gave everything that Mephibosheth owned to Ziba
那我们知道当后来呢亚撒龙叛变呢被平定之后
Now we know that when Absalom's revolt was settled
大卫呢回到了耶路撒冷
David returned to Jerusalem
米菲波设呢就去迎接大卫
Mephibosheth came down to welcome him
大卫呢这才知道所有事情发生的这样一个缘由
And it was only then that David understood what was going on
那米菲波设去迎接大卫的时候他是什么样的一个样子
Now when Mephibosheth came out to receive David, what was he like?
在19章24节里面
Now you see in chapter 19 verse 24
他讲到米菲波设呢自从王去的日子直到王平平安安的回来没有修脚没有剃胡须也没有洗衣服
And you'd see that it says from the day that the king departed until the day he returned in peace, Mephibosheth had not cared for his feet, nor trimmed his moustache, nor washed his clothes.
所以这个米菲波设呢看上去呢就好像一个好像很邋遢的一个流浪汉。
So he'd almost look as if he were a homeless person.
你知道在犹太人的风俗的里面。
Now, if you know, in Jewish tradition,
只有当你非常亲的亲人去世的时候
Only when a very dear relative of yours passes,
他们才有这样的一个举动
that you would do such a thing.
他们不修脚，他们不剃胡须，也不洗衣服
They would not care for their feet, and they won't trim their moustache, and they won't wash their clothes.
来表达他们对他们亲人的一个哀伤
And this would be to express their sorrow for the passing of their relative.
所以你看到在这里，你看到米菲波设的心。
So here you can see the heart of Mephibosheth.
当大卫一离开的时候，你看到米菲波设的心也跟着离开了。
You'd see that when David departed, Mephibosheth's heart also departed.
米菲波设对一切呢，好像都失去了兴趣。
And it's almost as if Mephibosheth lost interest in everything.
虽然还有锦衣玉食。
Even though he still had his riches and luxuries.
但是你看见这一切呢，都吸引不了他。
But none of this was attractive to him.
因为他的王呢已经不在这里了。
Because his king was no longer there.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
很多时候我们都被教导说我们不要爱这个世界。
We're often taught that we should not love the world.
但是我们怎么才能不爱这个世界呢
？But how do we not love the world?
除非你的心在我们主的身上。
Well, only if Your heart is on the Lord Jesus.
我们所以能不爱这个世界
The only reason we're able to not love the world
并非因为这个世界不可爱
It's not because the world is not lovable or lovely
而是我爱的人他现在已经不在这里
But because the person that I love is not here anymore
当他不在这里的时候
When he's not here anymore
这个世界再可爱
Regardless of how lovely this world is,
你也吸引不了我的心。
It's not attractive to us anymore.
因为我的心只盼望有一天他能够快快的回来。
Because our heart only hopes that he would return one day.
这是米菲波设的心。
This is the heart of Mephibosheth.
我想这也应该是我们每一个弟兄姊妹的心。
And I think this should be the heart of all of us here.
你看到今天有很多的东西，世界的东西吸引我们。
Now you see that these days there are a lot of things in the world that are attractive to us.
啊，年轻人喜欢在那里打游戏。
Young people might like to game.
啊，中年人呢在那里拼自己的事业。
And the older people may be furthering their career.
啊，老年人呢可能在那里跳广场舞。
The older people may be dancing in the square.
啊，我们被很多的东西被很多的东西吸引。
We're easily attracted by so many things.
你看到说我们不爱世界吗？
How can we not love the world?
啊，如果你说你不爱世界，是因为你还没有尝到这个世界的甜头。
If you say that you do not love the world, simply because you haven't gotten a taste of how good the world can be.
啊，你要一个人真的不爱这个世界。
For someone to truly not love the world.
除非他的心被主来吸引。
It's only if his heart has been attracted by the Lord.
啊，当他真的尝到主恩的滋味的时候。
When he gets a taste of this grace of God.
他就觉得这个世界没有什么味道。
Then this world becomes so tasteless.
但是你看到很多时候我们也尝到主恩的滋味。
But you see, sometimes we ourselves do get a taste of this.
但是你看到有时候我们的肉体呢还常常会回来。
But why is it that our flesh always seems to return?
你看到我们好像有时候爱主爱一段时间，后来呢又好像要回到这个世界里去。
Why does it seem like we can love the Lord for a time, and then afterward we would return for a time back to the world?
好像这个世界又把我们给吸引去了。
It's almost as if we're once more attracted by the world.
所以你看到圣经里面常常说。
So you see, in the scriptures, it often says,
我们需要住在基督里。
We need to live, we need to dwell in Christ.
我们需要常常与主亲近，我们要与主有一个好的关系。
We need to draw near to him and have a good relationship with him.
当我们的心始终在主身上的时候，
When our heart is truly on him,
这个世界才不会成为我们的吸引。
The world will no longer attract us.
那当大卫听了这个米非波设的话，
Now, when David heard the words of Mephibosheth,
他知道呢，米非波设呢是被洗巴给诬陷的。
He knew that Mephibosheth had been falsely accused by Ziba.
但是你看到大卫没有把全部的家产呢都还给米非波设。
But you see that David did not return all of the land and inheritance back to Mephibosheth.
他也没有去处置这个坏的这个仆人洗巴。
Nor did he seem to punish Ziba, this servant.
我想这是出于当时政治上大卫的这样一个考量。
Personally, I think this may be because of the political scene at the time.
如果你去读刚才我们读的上下的这些经文的时候，
If you go read the verses before and after what we've just read,
你会看到说，当大卫回到耶路撒冷的时候，
You'd see that when David returned to Jerusalem,
那原来呢，有一个咒骂过大卫的这个侍妹，他是和这个洗巴呢一起过来迎接大卫。
Someone who had insulted David before and cursed him, Shimei, also returned, came to greet David with Ziba.
他们不是一个人来的，他们是带了一千人一起来迎接大卫。
And they didn't come alone, they came with 1,000 people.
所以你看到说他们呢在便雅，他们是属于便雅悯支派。
And they were from the tribe of Benjamin.
所以你看到洗巴和示美呢，他们在这个便雅悯支派里面应该是蛮有势力的。
So within the tribe of Benjamin, Ziba and Shimei probably had quite a lot of influence.
所以大卫，我想他是不想在刚刚平定亚沙龙之乱以后呢，又引出什么样的乱子来。
So David probably just after, freshly after the revolt of Absalom was settled, he probably didn't want any more conflict.
所以呢，他没有马上的去好像处置洗巴，处置这个示美。
So he didn't immediately punish.Or bring justice upon Ziba and Shimei.
但是你看到，虽然大卫只是还给了米非波设一半的家产。
But you'd see that even though David only returned half of what used to belong to Mephibosheth to him.
但是米非波设怎么样表示呢？
But how did Mephibosheth respond to this?
米非波设没有说。
Mephibosheth did not say.
他没有说主啊，那不公平。
He didn't say, "My Lord, that's not fair."
明明是这个洗巴呢，欺哄了你，你怎么不处理他呢？
He didn't say, "It's his fault. He deceived you." Why aren't you punishing him?
你怎么不把全部的家产都还给我呢？
Why aren't you returning the entire inheritance to me?
你看到米非波设呢，却在那里说。
But you see, instead, Mephibosheth said.
在十九章二十七到二十八节的里面。
In chapter 19:28-29,
米非波设说：“他说，你看怎样好就怎样行吧。”
Mephibosheth said, whatever the king thinks.
因为我主全家的人在我主我王面前都算为死人。
Because he said, for all my father's house were but dead men before the Lord the king.
王却使仆人在王的席上同人吃饭，我现在向王还能辩理诉冤吗？
Yet you set your servant among those who eat at your own table. Therefore, what right have I still to cry out any more to the king?
在三十节里面，米非波设接着说，他说：“我主我王竟已平平安安的回宫，就任凭洗巴都娶了也可以。”
And afterwards, Mephibosheth said, "Rather let him take it all, inasmuch as my lord the king has come back in peace to his own house."
所以你看到米非波设他有一个宽恕的心。
We see that Mephibosheth has a forgiving heart.
他没有要大卫呢，一定要给他伸冤。
He didn't need David, require David to give him justice.
好，因为他觉得大卫已经给了他够多的恩典。
Because he knows that he thinks that David has already given him more than enough grace.
他没有掐住洗巴的脖子，而是宽恕了他。
He did not grab Ziba by the throat, but instead he forgave him.
好，我们知道在马太福音十八章里面呢，主也讲了一个故事。
Now we know that in Matthew 18, the Lord told a story.
啊，他讲到呢，有一个人呢，欠了他的主人呢1000万两的银子。
He speaks of a servant who owed his master 10,000 talents.
啊，那这个主人呢，就免了这个仆人的债。
And the master forgave the servant of this debt.
啊，当这个仆人出去以后，他看见一个他的同伴是欠他10两银子的。
And when he went out, the servant found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
他就揪住他，并且掐住他的脖子，要他还钱。
He laid hands on him and took him by the throat and said, "Pay me what you owe."
那主人听了以后呢，就大怒。
Now when the master heard this, he was very angry.
然后就叫人把他给抓起来，然后交给掌刑的，等他还清了债以后呢，才能放他出来。
And delivered this servant to the torturers until he could pay back all that was due.
并且主在那里说
And the Lord said,
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。
He said, so my heavenly father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
米非波设有一个宽恕的心。
Mephibosheth had a forgiving heart.
他没有掐住洗巴的脖子。
He did not take Ziba by the throat.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你有一个饶恕的心吗？
Do you have a forgiving heart?
你和我都欠了主千万的银子。
You and I, we all owe the Lord thousands of talents.
但是主却赦免了我们。
But the Lord forgave us.
我们能赦免那些欠我们十两银子的同伴吗？
Can we forgive our fellow men who owe us only 100 denarii?
那我们看见米非波设呢，他也有一个知足的心。
And we can see that Mephibosheth also has a heart that is content.
他说我本来就像一个死人一样。
He says, I was like a dead man before.
是你把我从尘土从粪堆的里面提拔了出来。
It was you that pulled me from the dust.
让我呢能够和你同席吃饭。
That I might eat at your table.
这已经是莫大的恩典。
This is already such grace.
现在呢王回来就已经是对我觉得就已经很好了。
And now to me, the fact that the king has returned is already more than enough.
那我受一点冤枉又算什么呢？
And these false accusations mean nothing to me.
只要王能够平平安安的回来。
As long as my lord, my king is safe.
就是把全部的财产都给洗巴也没有什么关系。
Even if all of this was given to Ziba, that would be fine too.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见米非波设他真的是一个很会感恩的人。
Brothers and sisters, we see that Mephibosheth truly was someone who was thankful.
因为他看中的不是大卫的祝福。
Because what he saw was not David's grace and blessings.
他看中的是大卫的自己。
What he saw was David himself.
只要有王的同在。
So long as David was with him.
只要我能够与王同席吃饭。
So long as he could still dine with David.
我就已经心满意足了。
He was content.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看中的是主的祝福呢还是主的自己
Are you focusing on the Lord's blessings or the Lord himself?
如果主没有照你所要的给你的时候你会埋怨主吗
If the Lord does not give you exactly what you want, would you blame him?
我上次听到一个真实的故事
A while ago, I heard a true story.
他讲到说 有个孩子呢在那个游泳的时候呢一下子好像不注意他就快淹死了。
There was a child, that when he was swimming, began drowning in this pool.
那他的妈妈在那个岸上看见呢他就非常的着急盼望有人能够来救他的孩子。
And, his mother was very scared and really hoped that someone would save her child.
这时候就看见有一个人呢就跳到海里面呢把他的孩子呢从海里面救上来。
And at this time, someone jumped into the water and saved her child.
当这孩子被救上来以后他妈妈很高兴然后就抱着这个孩子。
Now when this child had been rescued, the mother was so happy and glad and she was holding this child.
然后她就抱着她的孩子又亲又在那边检查她的孩子看她身上有没有受伤。
And she was checking her child all over to make sure that they were fine.
但是呢对这个救命恩人对这个孩子的救命恩人呢好像就当他好像没看见一样。
And, but she seemed to be ignoring the person who saved her child.
她甚至也没有对她的这个孩子的救命恩人讲什么谢谢的话。
She didn't even turn to thank this person.
当她这边看她孩子的时候。
And while she was checking her child over,
她突然转过来就对那个救她孩子的人说。
She suddenly turned to the person who had saved her child.
她说我孩子那个身上原来有一顶帽子你怎么刚才救她的时候没有一起把她给把那个帽子给救上来。
And she said to him, oh, my child, he was wearing a hat before. When you were saving him, why didn't you grab the hat as well?
我想。不管是周围看的人还是我们听到这个故事的人
I think for the people who are watching this unfold and for us who are listening to
this story 我们都觉得说这个妈妈是不是真的是怎么一点这个感恩的心都没有
We'd be thinking, does this mother not have any, you know, thankfulness,
gratitude? 人家把你孩子从这个海里面救上来你不仅没有感谢他还在说你为什么没有把我孩子的帽子一起给捞上来
Not only are you not thanking the person who had just saved your child, but you're asking him why he didn't pick up the hat as well?
那个帽子本来就是一个身外之物。
The hat isn't even that important.
关键的是你的孩子的命被救回来了。
The important thing is that your child is safe and he's alive.
弟兄姊妹，你看到其实我们很多时候也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, you'll find that often we're like this too.
你有没有在那里感激主把你从罪和死的权势的里面救了出来？
Are you thankful for the Lord from saving you out of death and sin?
还是你觉得说主你做的不够？
Or do you often say, Lord, I don't think this is enough?
你还要祝福我这个，你还要祝福我那个。
You need to bless me here and bless me there.
如果你不祝福我主，你就不够意思。
And Lord, if you don't do what I'm saying, then that's not enough for me.
我想很多人都知道有一个叫尼克胡哲的这样一个人。
Now I think most of us here have heard of a person called Nick Vujicic.
他是一个那个没有四肢的一个残疾人。
He's a man without arms and legs.
我想请那个大家放一下，很多人我想可能都知道他。
I think most of us would be familiar with him.
他呢是出生在布里斯本，就在澳洲。
Now he was born in Brisbane in Australia.
他的父亲呢是一个牧师。
And his father was a pastor.
当他生下来的时候，把他父母呢吓了一大跳。
Born, he freaked his parents out.
他们说怎么生下来一个怪物
？Because they were what have we given birth to?
因为这孩子生下来呢，他就没有四肢。
Because this child was born without arms and legs.
只有他自己呢，他说只有两只，好像这个鸡爪一样的这个脚掌。
Only what he himself refers to as his little drumstick.
他的父母不明白。
His parents didn't understand.
为什么神会给他们一个这样的孩子
？Why would the Lord give them a child like this？
但是你知道，更痛苦的是 Nick 他本人。
You'd find that the one who was in the most pain was Nick himself.
他更不明白为什么神会把他生成这个样子。
He didn't understand why the Lord would let him be born like this.
他在那里质问神说。
And he asked the Lord, saying,
他说你不是说你是爱的神吗
？He said, Lord, aren't you a God of love?
你为什么让我活在这样的一个痛苦的里面呢
？Why would you let me live in such pain?
他花了八年的时间问神要这个答案。
And he asked the Lord for these answers for 8 years.
在这个期间，他甚至想过自杀。
And in this time, he even thought about suicide.
直到有一天，神借着约翰福音第9章1到3节向他说话。
Until one day, the Lord spoke to him through John 9:1-3.
在约翰福音第9章里面讲到一个生来瞎眼的人被主耶稣医治。
In chapter 9 of John, it speaks of someone who was born blind who was healed by the Lord.
在那里讲到说约翰福音第9章1节到3节。
Now in John 9, chapter 1 to 3,
他说 耶稣过去的时候看见一个人生来是瞎眼的，门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪呢？是这人呢？是他父母呢？耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
It says, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
所以他终于看见。
And so he saw.
神把他造成这样。
The Lord created him like this.
是为了要显出神的荣耀，显出神的作为。
So that the works of God and his glory should be revealed.
从那时候开始，他就开始学习为主来做见证。
From that moment on, he began testifying for the Lord.
但是不是说他生命里面就没有起伏了呢？
Is that to say that there weren't ups and downs in his life?
他还是渴望神来医治他。
Of course, he still wished the Lord would heal him.
你知道说他曾经有一次和一帮基督徒的朋友。
Actually, once with a group of Christian friends.
他们一起呢在印度的一个农场的里面，他们一起在那里迫切祷告90分钟。
In a farm in India, they prayed fervently for 90 minutes.
他这些朋友呢甚至用泥做了那个用泥做的那个手和脚放在他的这个身上。
Now, these friends even went as far as to place these arms and legs they had constructed with clay on him.
他们希望呢神能够听祷告，把这些泥做的手脚呢把它变成真的。
They prayed that the Lord would listen to their prayers and make these clay figures real.
当然我们知道说这没有成功。
Now we know that this didn't happen.
但是在这个90分钟的祷告，他们祷告的这段时间里面。
But in these 90 minutes that they were praying.
那个呢他说他看见有一只老鹰呢一直在他们的上空在那里翱翔，在那里盘旋。
Nick said that he noticed that there was an eagle that was circling above them constantly.
Nick 最后他在那里祷告说。
Now Nick finally prayed.
他说主啊，如果你愿意。
He said, Lord, if you are willing.
请你给我手和脚。
Give me arms and legs.
但是如果你不给。
But if you do not give them to me.
我也仍然信靠你。
I will still trust in you.
他到处做见证，他说。
And he bore witness everywhere, saying.
他说他非常的感恩。
He was so thankful.
虽然他是残疾的。
Though he was disabled.
但是呢，神却把他从两个最大的残疾的里面拯救了出来。
The Lord had already rescued him from the greatest disabilities.
那就是罪和死。
And those were sin and death.
这是两个最大的残疾。
These were the greatest disabilities.
但是神呢却把他从这两个最大的残疾的里面拯救了出来。
But the Lord had rescued him from these two disabilities.
神虽然没有给他手和脚。
Though the Lord did not give him arms and legs.
但是却给了他一个丰盛的人生。
But the Lord gave him a fulfilling life.
他以前从来没有想到过他会结婚。
He had never imagined that he would be married one day.
因为没有人会和像他这样的一个残疾人结婚。
Because he thought that no one would marry someone such as him.
但是我想很多人都知道。
But I think a lot of people would know.
他不仅找到了一个美丽的妻子。
Not only did he find a beautiful wife.
他还有四肢健全的孩子。
But he has four beautiful children with.
这个是应该是他们去年还是今年的这个全家福。
Now this is their family photo from I think either last year or this year.
他的四个孩子都非常的健康。
His four children are all very healthy.
所以我们真的是感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
因为神给他的是超过他所想所求的。
Because what the Lord has given him is already so much more than what he wanted.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们有没有很多时候我们也在那里抱怨神没有听我们的祷告呢？
Do we often blame the Lord for not listening to our prayers?
你是不是也希望神能够帮你解决一些难处呢？
You constantly wishing that the Lord would solve your problems for you?
如果神没有为你解决这些问题，你是不是就要去抱怨他呢？
And if the Lord doesn't do like solve your problems for you, are you going to blame him and complain?
你是不是从此就没有感恩的心了呢？
Do you not have any thankfulness?
你知道我们常常以为神如果不帮助我们，好像神就欠我们。
Like we often feel as if that the Lord owes us something and that he ought to help us.
你知道神真的不欠我们什么。
You know, that the Lord really doesn't owe us anything.
反而是我们欠了神不知道有多少。
In fact, it's actually us that owes the Lord so, so much.
就算我们得救之后，神什么都不帮助我们了。
Even though, like, after we'd been, saved, the Lord has helped us.
你看到说我们仍然需要来感谢他。
We still need to be thankful.
因为他已经救我们脱离了那个黑暗的权势，把我们牵到他爱子的国里。
Because he's already saved us out of sin and death and led us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
光是这个白白的救恩。
And just this salvation alone.
我们就应当一辈子向他来发出感谢和赞美。
It's enough for us to be grateful our whole lives.
你看到主耶稣给我们的救恩。
The salvation which the Lord Jesus has brought
us. 主耶稣给我们一切的恩典。
All the grace that he has brought.
比大卫给米非波设的不知道要多多少。
Is so much more than what David gave Mephibosheth.
这已经足够我们一生一世来感谢他。
Worthy of our whole lives spent in praise of him.
所以我们不要看我们没有的。
So let us not look at what we don't have.
而要看神已经给我们的。
But look at what the Lord has already given us.
并且我们相信，当我们在这个世界上的时候，主也一定会看顾我们。
And believe that as long as we are in this world, the Lord will be watching over us.
最后我们看见米非波设他不仅是一个感恩的人。
And finally we see that Mephibosheth, not only was he a thankful person.
他也是一个完全奉献的。
He was someone who was willing to give his all.
他说，我主我王既平平安安的回来，就任凭洗巴都取了也可以。
He said, as my lord the king has returned safely, let Ziba have it all.
我们知道米非波设他是一个残疾人。
We know that Mephibosheth was a disabled person.
田地和财产对他呢是比其他人都更加的重要。
To him, land and inheritance was more important than it would have been to any other person.
但是呢他却肯毫无保留地为大卫来舍弃。
But he was willing to give it all up for David.
他没有什么可以给大卫。
There wasn't a lot that he could give David.
但他却可以为大卫完全的舍弃。
But he was willing to give up all for David.
这是一个完全的奉献。
Now this is what giving it all up means.
弟兄姊妹，你肯为主舍弃多少？
Brothers and sisters, how much are you willing to give up for the Lord?
穷寡妇的两个小钱是把他把他自己所有养生的都已经奉献。
The widow's two copper coins was her giving up all that she had.
所以呢，主看为宝贵。
So the Lord treasured it.
但是你看见我们有时候呢，好像觉得这个十一奉献呢，好像在割我们的肉。
But we ourselves sometimes find that giving one tenth of what we make is already very painful.
我们觉得说好像我们给出去了，我们就损失了。
It's as if like giving out like this is like a loss to us.
但是我们没有看见。
But what we don't see is
奉献乃是我们对主的一个感恩。
Offering is an expression of gratitude to the Lord.
因为主给了我们十份，但是我们只拿出一份来向他感谢。
Because the Lord has given us 10 portions, and we bring back one portion in gratitude.
所以盼望我们真的能够去做一个感恩并且奉献的人。
So I pray that we'd all be able to be thankful person with thankful people willing to give up all for the Lord.
米非波设虽然他两腿呢都是瘸的。
Though Mephibosheth was a paralytic who could not walk.
但是他却得着了莫大的恩典。
But he received such grace.
他是一个知恩并且感恩的人。
And he was someone who recognized this grace and was thankful.
你知道我们在顺境的时候，我们感恩很容易。
You know, often when things are easy, it's very easy to be thankful as well.
但是当我们在难处里面的时候
，But when things get hard,
甚至这个难处没有被解决的时候
，And when these hardships aren't resolved,
我们仍然能够感恩吗
？Are we still able to be thankful?
你看到说神借着米非波设让我们看见
，You see that the Lord is showing us through Mephibosheth.
我们向主感恩
，That when we are grateful.Thankful to the Lord.
不是因为主帮我解决了什么难处。
It's not because our problems have been solved by Him.
而是因为他是爱我，他为我舍己。
But because He loved us and gave Himself for us.
他不仅救我脱离了那个极大的死亡。
Not only did He save us from death.
他今天还要在我们身上工作。
He will work in us today.
他要把我们每一个人都能够磨成他自己的形象。
So that we would all be refined into His image.
最后呢，他要把我们带到荣耀的里面。
And finally, He will lead us into glory.
所以当你看到这一切的时候，你更应该向我们的主来感恩。
Now, when we see all these things, we need to be thankful.
2020马上就要过去。
2020 will soon be past.
啊，虽然这一年呢，大家都非常的不容易。
Though this year has been very hard for many of us.
但是感谢主呢，终于他把我们从这一年带过去。
But praise the Lord, He's led us through it.
啊，虽然我们不知道前面一年会有什么样的事情。
Now, though we don't know what next year will bring.
啊，但是真的，我们盼望每个人都能够像大卫那样说。
But I pray that all of us will be able to say like David.
大卫说，他说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Now David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
你的杖，你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
啊，我想我们基督徒和世人不一样的是一件事情。
I think that what separates Christians from the world is one thing.
啊，我们和世人不一样的是我们有一位我们可以依靠的主。
I think what separates us is that unlike the world, we have a God that we can rely on and turn to.
并且我们知道这个世界不是我们的家。
And that we know that the world is not our home.
有一天我们都要去到那个更美的家乡。
That one day we'll return to that more beautiful home.
啊，正是因为有这样的一个盼望。
And because we have this hope.
啊，我们今天能够在地上过一个感恩的生活。
We are able to live a thankful life here today on earth.
啊，所以盼望借着今天的米非波设的故事。
So, I pray that. Hopefully, with the story of Mephibosheth today,
啊，让我们都能够学习做一个感恩的人。
We'd all be able to learn to be thankful people.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主耶稣，我们何等的谢谢你。
Lord God, we thank you.
在洪水泛滥的时候，你仍然坐着为王。
Lord, when the floods come, you are still king.
我们知道你掌管宇宙万物，你也掌管我们每个人的生活。
Lord, we know that our lives and all the things in the universe are in your control.
你已经为我们每一个人预备了我们一生的道路。
And that, Lord, you've already prepared the paths of our lives before us.
而且我们知道你在这一路上，你一路要陪伴，你要来帮助我们。
And Lord, we know that this life, you'll walk beside us and that you'd help us.
所以主，我们要向你感恩，我们要向你赞美。
So Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you.
因为你是我们的主，我们的好处不在你以外。
Because you are our God and all the goodness that we have is in you.
求你让我们常常对你有一个感恩的心。
Lord, I pray that you teach us to be thankful always.
让我们真的能够知道我们的盼望真的不在这个世界的上面。
That we truly know and understand that our hope is not in the world.
啊，让我们真的每一天都被你能够来改变。
That Lord, each and every day will be transformed by you.
当你来迎接我们的时候，我们能够坦然无惧地站立在你面前。
That Lord, when you come to receive us, we'll be able to stand before you without fear.
所以说我们谢谢你。
Lord God, we thank you.
垂听我们的祷告。
In your name we pray.
也带领我们在将来一年当中，主啊，我们能够常常活在你面前。
And Lord, we pray that in the year to come, we'd be able to truly live before you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.